Representative Marcy Kaptur hospitalized after Toledo hit skip crash. This article is by Jen Ziegler for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. United States Representative Marcy Kaptur was hospitalized Sunday morning after the vehicle she was riding in was struck in central Toledo in a crash police described as a hit skip. Kaptur, 80, was a passenger in a car headed to a church service when it was hit, her office said in a statement Sunday afternoon. Quote, "This morning, Congresswoman Kaptur was a passenger in a vehicle on her way to a church service when the car she was traveling in was struck. She is active, alert, and being treated for non-life-threatening injuries," end quote, the statement said. Officers responded to the two-vehicle crash about 10:48 a.m. Sunday, August 2nd, in the 3200 block of North Detroit Avenue near Central Avenue, according to the Toledo Police Department. Two people were taken to a hospital with injuries police described as non-life-threatening. A witness told WTOL-11 that the driver of the other vehicle was picked up by another car and left the scene shortly after the crash. It is not clear whether that driver has been located. Toledo police said the investigation is active, ongoing, and in its early stages, and that more information will be released as it becomes available. North Detroit Avenue was closed from Arcadia Avenue to the Berdan Avenue and Cherry Street roundabout, while officers investigated and crews cleared the scene. Kaptur's office said it expects to learn more from investigators. Quote, "We look forward to additional information from Toledo police as they investigate the accident," end quote, the statement said. Her office also thanked Toledo police and fire crews who responded, and the medical staff treating those involved, and said Kaptur is grateful to the hundreds of constituents who have contacted her and expects to return to a full schedule soon. The crash was also reported by WTVG, which said officials at the scene identified Kaptur as one of the two people injured, and by Fox News. Why Northwest Ohio is watching. Kaptur has represented Ohio's 9th congressional district since 1983 and is the longest-serving woman in congressional history. She is seeking a 23rd term this fall in one of the most closely watched United States House races in the country. She ran unopposed in the May 5th Democratic primary and faces Republican Derek Marin, a former state representative from Lucas County, in the November 3rd general election, roll call reported. It is a rematch of 2024, when Kaptur beat Marin by less than a percentage point. The district she is defending is not the one she won 2 years ago. Under the map the Ohio Redistricting Commission approved last fall, President Donald Trump would have carried the redrawn 9th district by 11 points, according to calculations by Inside Elections with Nathan L. Gonzalez, cited by roll call. Inside Elections rates the fall contest tilt Republican. The 9th district covers Toledo and runs west along Lake Erie. Seneca County is outside its lines, but the seat is one of a small number nationally that could decide control of the United States House. This is a developing story.